Going on, this is Mike.
This is Don.
And you know we from this group.
This group.
If you don't know, we from this group. Anyway, me and Don partnered with Infuse to bring you this. Cater to the creator.
I feel like an ad-lib guy right now.
No. It's all good. I like that. It's all good, you know.
Like Busta Rhyme ad-libs.
Or Split Star.
I'm the Split Star ad-lib guy.
So yeah, I just don't have the braids.
Don't worry.
Anyway, you know, we're part of this influencer marketing industry, and everybody loves it because they say it's going to be, I think it's $450 billion by 2027. Everybody is like, oh, how is it to work with influencers? Always talking to the brands, always talking to the companies. Me and Don were like, you know what?
We want to talk to the content creators or the influencer.
Yeah, we gotta talk to the talent. Yeah, you're building an economy off of their talent, their work, their art. We gotta see what they gotta say.
For sure.
And we have one of our very own great creators, Spanish Harlem's own.
Yeah, let's let people know that
Spanish Harlem's own, Mr.
Commodore.
What's up, man? What's good? You heard? Yeah. We here. Shout to Infuse, though. I'm saying this is lit. I like this. I like this for y'all and for us. You heard?
Yeah. Man.
Is Fresh Out gonna like it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Anything but jail.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. This is the ambiance for Fresh Out. You know what I'm saying? Oh, see, you wore something for Fresh Out, the colors,
Facts.
You
know? Yeah, bro, seriously, appreciate you coming through.
For sure.
Yeah. You know, had to speak to you, bro. You know, we clearly know who you are.
Yeah.
Anybody that's listening or watching, let them know who you are, how you got started, how you even got into this influencer aspect, and then we'll take it from there.
What's going on, y'all? My name is Taheem Commodore, actor, writer, producer, influencer. You name it, that's me.
Talent, bro.
I think I started 2011, 12 on YouTube when there was no apps, no phones. You had to get a camera, you had to go on the street, you had to record, and you had to plug it in a hard drive. You know what that is? It's connected to a computer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I started around that time on YouTube. And,
How was that?
It was good because it was hands-on, and you know, I was using Windows. You had to learn how to edit yourself. Wow. I was doing everything myself. I always started and taught myself, so... But before I started making videos, I was actually into music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My boys was rapping, and they didn't want to get into computers. They didn't want to get on the computers, get on the sites and start promoting. So, you know, I was more of a manager, music manager for my boys. And I'm saying, tell them they got to get out there. They got to get out there. This is the future. The internet is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really work out too good for them. So I took advantage of what I knew and started branding myself as a comedian, started making videos on YouTube.
That's crazy.
And started going viral overnight.
Do you remember what your first video was?
Yeah, Don't Mess With a Black Man's Chicken.
I remember that. Yeah.
That's when you had to go to worldstar.com.
Yeah.
Shout out to rest in peace, Q. They took my video and they went crazy overnight.
Yeah, I remember
got like a million
that.
Views overnight, and they took it and put it on.
So that was
World
your first
Star.
Video?
First video.
And that went viral immediately?
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
It went viral, first video.
How many virals gone viral since then?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's say I got over billions.
Yeah.
I got
over
a billion views.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Now, let me ask you, videos. Like,
let me ask you a question now with that.
Yeah.
Do you find it easier to go viral now than before, or you think it was easier before?
I think it's much easier to go viral if that's what you're looking for. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's much easier to go viral because pertaining on what you want to put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you think about it, there's so many, like we joke about it. It's like, you know, you walk out the street and you're going to step on an influencer, right? Because everybody thinks that they are. But, you know, we always say, like, the cream is going to rise to the top.
Top.
You know what I mean? Sure. And it's like you've been in the game for a minute now.
Right.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people in, out, you know what I mean?
I got the button.
You got
the viral button. You know that, right?
Do you?
I can use it when I want.
Yeah. He got the viral button.
I don't want it today.
Sometimes I just want to be normal. Here's some regular content. Here's viral. Boom. You push that button.
Yeah.
Whenever you want to.
But when you did, so your first video went viral.
Yeah.
Now at that point, now being that you were doing stuff and acting and stuff like that, like this was something that you wanted to do. Like some influencers, you know, it's just like, hey, I stumbled upon it. This is something that you wanted to do. When you went viral, were you immediately like, damn, this is something I could do to as a business, I can make bread. Or was it just like, yo, I'm lit and I'm gonna keep it pushing and just see what happens?
It was more of a passion.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, you enjoy the fans, people who are overnight audience, and fans run up on you in the street. Oh, you a world star, you made it. Yeah. Like, no, nah, I'm still in the projects. You mugging. Yeah. Like, I didn't get paid or mm-hmm. nothing. Don't think because of them views, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's I'm out of here. But from there, you know, I took it more serious. It was something I did on my own for the first time. Like, yeah, I'm not doing this for nobody but me.
Right.
And I enjoyed it. So as people would laugh at me,
mm-hmm.
they started laughing with
you.
So they started seeing, oh, he's really consistent. He's making more videos. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he really does this. You know what I mean? So after a while, people will laugh at you. Like, what's up with you and your stupid videos? Why you keep making these? What you doing? Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, yo, what are you doing? Stop making them videos, man. Like, what's that about? Like, you bugging. And, you know what I mean?
And now those same people that were saying they were bugging, they seen it working.
They're on the phone themselves like, this. I'm bugging! I'm bugging! Look at me, I'm bugging! I'm bugging! We all bugging!
And now that you were doing that, now you have the notoriety in your neighborhood, mm-hmm. right? Do you recall when the first time a company or a brand
reached out?
The first company reached out, Foot Action.
Okay. Wow, okay.
Foot Action.
All right.
Foot Action was the first company to reach out.
And how was that? What kind of content they wanted you to do?
They wanted a story post.
Oh, okay.
But this is really?
They wanted a story. They just wanted a minute story post. They had a campaign for Cozy. It was a Cozy campaign.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And they wanted to use it during the wintertime, like during the holidays. They wanted you to just choose their Cozy section. Like, it had some to do with Uggs, sweaters. Mm-hmm. They had a Cozy section. So they just wanted to do a campaign with the coziness.
Now, when they approached you, did they approach you with a budget, number one? And number two, did they say, hey, did they give you like a campaign brief? Like, hey, this is what we want. You do how you want to do it. How did they approach
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. They came correct. They knew exactly what they wanted. Hey, this is Foot Action. I'm such and such, represent Foot Action. We'll let you select any Foot Action that's close to you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you select the products you want to use, the store location, and all you need is a minute story for you. And here's examples of what other influencers did.
Okay.
This is your budget. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you can use other influencers if you want, or you can just do it yourself.
Nice. And
the turnaround time.
Right.
And you won't get paid until this date.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow.
Now, that's
that made me look at myself like, I need to start doing conducting business a little more better, because if they just giving me this much money for 1 minute on a story,
right.
What am I doing?
Was it like net 30, net 45, or did they give you a date? Because that was something when we had
30 days. They say it takes about 30 days. 30,
is that 30. The first time you ever had a situation like that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And how did you feel with as far as coming into that? Like, were you fine with it?
I was fine because how much they was paying me.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, I can wait 30 days for this. That's going to come when I need it.
Yeah.
I ain't about nothing.
Yeah. And at this time, you were still in your neighborhood still?
Of course. Okay. Yeah.
And do you prefer the way they approached you? Because I'm sure after that, you've gotten many more.
Mm-hmm.
They approached you with, hey, this is how we like to, this is what we want. Like, they kind of directed you.
Right.
Do you like that, where they say, hey, this is the script where we want you to say this? Or do you like to get a, hey, we're trying to sell this jacket, say this, that, but do it the way you want. We just want these key points. What do you rather?
I rather sometimes highlight what needs to be said. Okay. Do it your way, but we need this highlighting.
Okay.
This is the main word you have to use. This is the product we need highlighted. Please show this. Wear it this way. Make sure you show the tag. Mm-hmm. You know, give me at least a couple of examples and let me know so I know where I could take it from there.
For
I don't
sure.
like to be blindfolded.
Yeah. Because
then, you know, you don't know what you're actually advertising, which way to go, and then, you know, everything goes wrong. So
you don't like them to give you briefs for them to give, so to tell you how to do it. You just say, give me a guidelines and let me do it myself, do it my way?
No, I would love to be directed. Tell me how to do it also. Okay. But if you say nothing,
Then yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah. I like some direction. Give me some direction because it helps both of us, the product, the brand, company, and myself when I'm ready to record. Yeah, let me know. Dark room, light room, outside, inside, all that counts. I need to know.
Where would you? I mean, the crazy part of it is that some content creators wouldn't ask that. Because, like, outside, inside, the fact that he...
the background that he got.
Phone, production, camera. You want cameras, you want my phone.
Yeah.
How you want it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why he's not just Commodore.
He's Mr. Commodore. He's Mr. Commodore. I get it.
It's me.
Yeah, no, that's but you're right, though, because let's say he did a whole production, and he sent it, and he's like, yo, we didn't like it this way.
Yeah, we wanted the raw.
We wanted his raw, and he's like... Well, yeah, pause. Sorry. If you would have asked... Right. If you would have told me what you wanted, then I would have gave it to you. So that's definitely dope that you asked that, even though if that information even given to you.
Always.
And with certain brands, have you ever had like a scenario that like what Don was saying, as far as they gave you, hey, we want this script. They weren't as detailed or whatever. They gave you a brief and you thought you nailed it, but the campaign didn't go the way that you thought. Were there any scenarios that you were like,
I ran into a couple of those and it was like, I think I'm giving them way more than they want. Maybe I need to be basic. Maybe I'm over marketing them, or I'm just like trying too hard. So sometimes that kind of clashes. Like, what am I doing wrong? Like, sometimes it could be like a miscommunication. So it's like, all right.
And it does when the brands do come back, if they say you did a content piece that they didn't like, did you already give them parameters like I'm only doing so many revisions, or what does that look like? Like, I'm only doing two revisions. You ask me and I'll revise it twice. Outside of that, I'm not doing it. If they come back from a skit that you didn't
like. I mean, I'm good at what I do. I love marketing. So it's like, let me know what exactly is missing, or what part you want added, or what you want taken out. You know, if we don't have that kind of communication, then it's not going to work.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So sometimes they don't actually pinpoint what they really want.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, they don't like something, but they don't say they don't like it. But then in the guideline or what's written in the fine print of what they promoted is what is being promoted. So it's like, I don't understand what you guys want.
Got you.
They got to tell me what y'all want.
Nah, I get it.
I know what my audience wants. What do you want? And what do your audience want? If you have an audience.
That's why I think there needs to be more, and we try to do this a lot, more conversation prior.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yes, I understand a brief, you know, hey, this is, I'm going to send you the brief. And that's great. But like you said, how do you want it shot? Like, there's all of these questions, and to know and be more prepared going into a campaign rather than hey, budget, which I get, budget, deliverables, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But it's like, in order for it to be a long lasting relationship, if you want from a creative side and a business side, it's like, hey, let's have a conversation. And that's the reason why we're doing this, because a lot of people are not talking. They just want to, they look at you as numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, you have 700,000 here. You got 200,000 there. You have a million over here. Okay, cool. Here, we need this. Okay, great. It's like,
I don't mean nothing.
Yeah, and the goal is the goal for this is for content creators to express how they've been treated with brands and how you would like to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And so that brands can understand that not every one content creator is the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they kind of get that mistaken for some reason.
Yeah, they're lost in the numbers, bro.
A lot of brands don't do or realize is they don't do their homework. When I say that, they look at numbers instead of looking at homework. Sometimes if you research people's pages and you look at, let's say if they still have some marketing content up.
Right.
Look at the numbers and look at what they've done for marketing. Not what they're doing with their regular content. What they've done for other companies and when they're marketing, how their numbers look, or how they're marketing and promoting other brands.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you actually pick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So one thing I've always done was marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good at promoting things. Even sometimes when I'm not promoting, I'm promoting something. Oh, wow, I like what he does for that. Like, even when I promote my hairline, you know what I'm saying? Giro Inc., the company. Mm. It's like, I'm a walking brand myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm.
So, you know, I always have to protect my brand. At the same time, I have to protect other brands that I'm marketing for. That's one thing I think other brands have to look at.
Yeah, and I think, especially now with the industry growing the way that it is, it's very different now than even just 2 years ago, right? It's like, because if you notice, if you look on a page, anybody could really do this. If you sit there, like what you're saying, as far as if you put up a post, a regular post for your just that, hey, I'm posting for my page to be consistent.
Yeah.
And then you post a promo. Sometimes it's the numbers, right? Because what's happening now is, I think personally, and I think we've spoken about this, is that the consumer is very smart now.
Now they know,
okay, this is a promo, right? So it's not, they're not as quick to share or do this when it's, you know, especially your classics. Like, you know what you're really good at, bro? You're really good at taking things that happen right
in
now
real time?
And within a minute or two, it's like, yo, bro, this dude knew this was going to happen?
Nah,
because
he
has all the props. He got everything.
Trending news.
Yeah,
trending,
no,
yeah,
100%. My thing. Nah, 100%.
Yeah. I love trending news.
100%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, But I think I'm glad that you, as far as for the information, I think that is key. I think it's communication. Mm-hmm. Forget about just with brands. Imagine for everybody in the world.
Yeah.
Communication is key. Now, do you remember when you first, prior to all these brands, you were like, damn, this is a business for real, for real. Like this is what I do now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when that was? Was there a moment or?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I say around 2013, 2014.
Okay.
You know, this is still before, like, I really, really, really got super, super lit on Instagram. You know, Instagram became lit, like, 2016, 17 for me.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people started coming. Even though it was short offers and all that, it was, like, yes and no offers. Like, yo, can you market this? Can you wear this? Can you host this? Can you come here? Can you come there? And that's when I started realizing, oh, this is serious.
Yeah.
This is a 9-to-5. This is a job.
So so when did you end up transitioning from your job to being a content creator fully?
I might be gonna lie, it took me a minute because I had a good job, benefits, you know what I'm saying? I was in a union, and they had to fire me. They had to fire me. I wanted that.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
I wanted that unemployment. I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they didn't fire me. No, I feel like God fired me.
Got you.
Because I was too busy, like, holding on to something that wasn't something that wasn't something. No more, you know what I'm saying, belong in my life. And when I got fired, the phone calls started coming left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was nonstop. You know, I became my own boss. And since that day, like, 2018, 19, I just been working. You know what I'm saying?
So what has been the most successful campaign you've ran thus far with a brand?
In your estimation.
In your estimation, yeah. Like, what brand have you, like, just...
I would say DiRucci. DiRucci Leather. And why? Because we built a relationship.
Got you.
What a lot of brands don't do is build relationships. That's fine. Like, some people like to keep it straight business.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's good to build.
Yep.
With the people that you know you have working with you or you're doing business with, because, you know what I'm saying? You kind of want to know who's working for you.
For sure.
If you're going to build a longevity relationship.
I mean, you have it on right now.
Yeah. You see it, DiRucci, you know what I'm saying? since 2018, you know, we built a strong relationship.
Yeah.
And now you see everybody wearing DiRucci. 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Everybody on Power. You see everybody behind DiRucci.
I mean, I guess you have a lot to do with that.
Yeah, of course.
Because you know 50 Cent.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, that's my boy.
That's
man.
Your boy. I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, I mean, so what, so, okay. So I guess the successful campaign has come because of the relationship that you guys built.
Yeah, building.
And is DiRucci is it considered a mom and pop area, like brand, opposed to, like, say, an Avirex? Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I compare it to Avirex.
You do?
I compare it to Pelé.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm saying is, as far as from a company standpoint, are there Wilson's Leather, or are there just people know them from around the area? Like, it's like a mom.
It's well known.
Okay.
Because of the people that represent and are brand ambassadors for them. You don't have certain locations. You only have one location.
Yeah.
But you can shop online and it'll go everywhere.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
like
yeah.
You don't have no Fashion Nova store.
Yeah, but you go to.
But.
Yeah, so online. I think those, for me, on our side, those would be called like a mom and pop brand.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, a mom and pop brand. So,
yeah, absolutely.
But it's a successful mom and pop.
Successful, yeah.
And that people are knowing.
Yeah.
So have you worked with any big box outside? Oh, he said, well, what was it, Foot Action?
Foot Action.
Foot Action. That's early on. Any more brands have you worked with outside of that?
I could name a lot.
Nice.
I could name a whole bunch of brands I've worked with, yeah.
And were they successful? Or were
they were all successful.
Okay.
What happens is
talk your talk, bro.
Yeah, please.
I'm gonna tell you.
They all successful.
You know what I'm saying?
They was all successful. I'm gonna tell you what happens. With some brands,
mm-hmm.
they find other influencers that don't know their worth.
Got you.
And sometimes they might say my price is. I don't think anybody's price is ever too high.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they feel like they need to juggle around.
Got you.
So I guess if I'm charging this, it might not even be the money. It's a. We had, you know, a quick 3 months with you. Let's try some mm-hmm. other influencers somewhere else to see how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what happens with brands, they start flopping.
Yeah.
They start, you know, all right, we're going to give this person this much. They got less followers. Let's see what they could do.
Yeah.
They're not doing the same work I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm comparing my work to theirs. I'm just saying things don't turn out or work out the same way.
Talk your talk.
But
and that's usually what happens.
Yeah.
Now you have everybody... In you know everybody you know promoting for this brand,
yeah, but it's not doing.
And you
anything.
Have to be careful with
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
everybody shouldn't be able to market or promote for a brand, especially mm-hmm. if your brand is supposed to be.
But that's it. But that's
at
the thing.
As high that, high maintenance,
and that's the thing. It's like we deal with that a lot, and it's like people just don't get it. Like we always say, like what you're doing, what we're doing, is all for the industry on a whole, right? Mm-hmm. Because like you said, you got to know your worth. And that's the thing. I mean, you know that as far as with us, when you sit there, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And people sit there and they'll go to here, there, whatever, and they're looking at this industry like it's whatever. Again, mm-hmm. going back to what we were talking about, it's not just numbers.
Yeah.
It's not just about just the numbers,
yep.
right? Because you can have a million, they can have a million. It doesn't matter. Put four people together, have a million followers,
yep.
have the same, even if it's the same engagement rate.
Right.
It depends. Everybody is different, and everybody, you can't just put a blanket and be like, oh, well, you know, we work with somebody who has the same numbers as common. How come this didn't work? Or why is that working? No, it's just because it works.
Not to cut you off, also, I've done marketing for companies where the views wasn't high, mm-hmm. and the comments and insights or interaction wasn't mm-hmm. that great. But the person called back and said the feedback by the lines, the orders are coming in.
Yeah.
Some people like to be discreet.
Yes. Yeah.
So you can wear somebody's product or do a commercial or market for somebody's brand,
mm-hmm.
and it might be funny or it might catch people's attention, but how many people are going to go on the site, click, and buy?
Yeah, so,
there's
I
a
mean,
difference. So there's from, a big difference what you do with the product
100%.
And
you know
how you actually promote it.
Being that I saw you promoting this, right, with the leather, I didn't know about them until I saw Commodore, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I started seeing more people with that leather because of you, right? Then I started seeing other influencers going, and the best thing that I could tell you what they've done is I see Commodore, the lead, even with those content creators. So what they end up doing, even though they are working with other content creators, they still show love to the person that started with them and, mm-hmm. and giving them, and it's almost like he was introducing the other content creator with them in the skit.
Right.
So, like you said, like it's about like brand loyalty. Even though they'll find other people, they still find a way to incorporate you within the skit because you're the one that actually got the attention for everybody mm-hmm. to come. Mm-hmm. And that's kudos to them, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
that's a good way to branding, honestly.
100%. Yeah. Are you with them? You're a brand ambassador or are you beyond that? Or are you
yeah.
just, it's
I'm,
a relationship?
I'm one of the many, many faces, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's family right now.
Yeah,
shout out to DiRucci, shout out to Zoe, the owner, you know what I mean?
Yo, shout out to you. You a good brand.
Nah,
bro.
That's fact, man.
Y'all like,
we need some DiRucci leathers. You know what I'm saying?
This group,
DiRucci leathers. Yeah. yeah.
But what you call it on the platforms, right? Which one do you feel for your audience performs best? If a brand comes to you and says, "Hey, forget about the budget is right, everything like that, Commodore, we want to put said brand, whatever that is,
mm-hmm.
what platform would you say is the best for you?"
I would always say IG.
Okay.
IG. Right. Yeah.
And is it because of the following or is it because you're kind of like
Instagram? That's what my audience right now
yeah.
is waiting. They're got always you. Sitting there waiting. Yep. Okay. And also right now I'm building real strong on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm seeing that.
Yeah, YouTube. It's,
I'm seeing strong. I'm seeing your shorts are doing numbers.
Yeah.
Like rapidly. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing that. It's been coming up on all our For You pages on YouTube. It's been really YouTube. Clicking, man. So, YouTube. Well, how much are you on YouTube now? Over, I know you're over 100,000.
213.
200. Oh, 200. So he grew. Yeah. You grew. And so this is like breaking news, because when Commodore started, I think he was at like 13,000.
Yeah,
it was something. Yeah. It was certainly 13,000.
I was stuck on 32,000 for like ever. I wasn't even touching my YouTube. So it was 30, I was trying to,
It was 32,000. Yeah, it was like something like so. But then one, he woke up and then had his epiphany and said, like, yo, and then he started posting on his shorts. Mm-hmm. And it went from 32,000 in less than a week to 100 grand.
Yeah.
Crazy. We watched it in real time.
Yeah, it was like.
Yeah, in real time. Videos were starting to go viral.
And the plaque.
And the plaque came right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
We going for a milli now.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
We out of here.
Yeah, for sure. YouTube. That's pretty. So do you think that YouTube will essentially become a platform for brands for you to promote as well?
Oh, it is now. I get a lot of offers. I just don't take them.
Okay.
There's a lot of emails. I don't know if these companies are real or not, because I'm still like kind of like trying to figure out, like, sometimes they'd be like, well, we want to collaborate. We would love to give you a vacuum. Just take the vacuum and put it in a video.
So, I'm gonna tell you what this is, because as content creating company, that's a management company, which you know as well. What ends up happening is a lot of those companies are overseas.
Yeah.
So and there's also a lot of Asian companies. No disrespect to them, but
yeah, of course.
They'll send you a bunch of those. Like, we want to do collaborations, and just like what you said, with some content creators don't know their worth. They'll hit you in an email and say, we have $300 for you, and then you're like, what do you mean $300? And the product, and you're like, no, we can't do that. That's not my budget. And because because people are taking that. That's the reason why they come and look at your numbers compared to somebody else's.
Right.
Then they're still coming to you with those numbers. So that's pretty dope that you're kind of assessing it. Mm-hmm. Definitely, but there are some ones that are real good. Mm-hmm. You just have to fish through them.
Yeah.
But definitely, we're proud of you that you're doing your thing on YouTube, man. Because it's starting.
I think that also comes from TikTok too.
Yeah,
because TikTok has them good numbers. A lot of people on TikTok take product, don't care for the money. They'll take gifts all day. And do a video because a lot of people are on TikTok just for their reasons. They don't consider themselves influencers. They just consider themselves like testers. Like, I'm just a tester. I'll try some food.
I'll
try anything and just let me make a video. So. I get it, because things have changed. You know, it's not only content creators, no more influencers, people that actually are testers. And they'll sit there and try anything.
For sure.
Have a mailing address, and they'll send them.
Hundreds of everything.
And they'll make a video every day.
That's a fact.
Three or four videos a day. This is a robot. This cleans your whole house.
And so what does...
And they'll get millions of views promoted.
Do you think that's hurting the industry when it comes to content creators like yourself and influencers like yourself that are able to really... put together a commercial for these companies in real time, or you find that there's a happy medium for those type of people and for your type?
I think there's always room for everybody.
Nice.
I don't think anything could ever hurt talent.
Got you.
People that work hard are talented, will always be room for them. So what the TikTok people do is what the people on TikTok do.
Right.
And I salute them, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I never want to take food off nobody's plate or hate on anybody. Whatever they got going on over there, that's their thing. We thought it was over for TV when social media came. I still go watch TV. So, you know, we'll always think people are taken away from something. No, there's always room. It's always room for more maintenance, or always room for more work.
Nice.
Always room.
Now, have you ever worked with performance marketing companies?
Performance marketing companies.
Yeah. So, but it's based on.
Performance marketing companies.
So basically, it's like, okay, the pay is based off of your performance.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So, I think it's a little bit different than, because affiliate marketing.
Yeah, affiliate marketing is.
Affiliate marketing is you get your link and, hey, you post it and you get a percentage. Performance marketing is based off of if you do better, you get paid more than the person that doesn't do better.
Correct.
So have you ever worked with that?
How does that work? You're still saying performance, like you're getting paid an hour, you're getting paid by performance?
No, so like, so let's just say if you have a link, right? Affiliate marketing is a percentage. That's it. Whether there's a million or one, same percentage. Performance marketing is the more you get. The more money you get.
Yeah.
So the more
people
clicks,
click on your
yes,
link,
the more money
you get.
They have
to buy, though.
Well, some of them, sometimes. It depends. There's different campaigns for different things. It could be a download. It could be a download and do this. You know, there's a lot of different scenarios. So
I have never, because I always figure with those type of situations, I will definitely rather have my own product and do that.
Gotcha.
I don't think I would ever want to sit there and work for somebody and perform when I feel like it's a better deal I could work out or actually just not do that type of work. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I get it, but at the same time, I don't feel like it's for me, because I've been taught the business by a lot of people in the business. Uh-huh. Like, you know, you never want to take 5% or 10% off a link, or they have to use a code, or you work, you put the work in and you promote it and people are going to the link but they're not buying. It's like, all right, you put all that work in and then what? That's a lot of awareness. You just made a whole commercial, and look at the people that's making commercials for the Gap, or let's say Excedrin, all these companies that just leave with $50,000. You just did the same work and they're only trying to give you 10% if somebody hits the link and use your code.
What about hybrid models? Hybrid media models. Hybrid models meaning, hey, we're going to give you
some money up front
to do this commercial, and we'll also give you money off of that.
That's dope. I'm in the gym right now trying to get my body right. I like modeling. You know what I'm saying? I really do like modeling. I just never get picked up or called for those type of things.
So the thing is, so with this is, though, they will, like, say, like, performance marketing, there's two types. So what he was saying was that they'll pay you for your promo, but then also give you the opportunity to do the performance marketing still.
Yeah.
So what ends up happening is you end up, let's just say you may get $1,000 or $2,000. I'm gonna just put a dollar amount for now.
Yeah.
But then you end up doing the performance marketing, and then that link helps you get $40,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you just made $42,000. Yeah.
That's a nice deal.
Yeah. So then that works in your favor, because if it didn't do that well, you still got paid on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And if it did, and even if it did $5,000 more, that's $5,000 more than you had. Mm-hmm. And what ends up happening is you end up getting, it's a scale system. So the reason why we ask is because there's a lot of that business out there.
Yeah.
And that model is actually can help content creators consistently make money and can scale money when it comes to. Because let's just say you do something on your YouTube and you leave it on your YouTube. What ends up happening is that video is going to stay there. And then when people watch it and it goes viral and it keeps on going viral, they're going to end up keep on clicking, and they're going to keep on clicking. And then all of a sudden, you're looking like, what this check? Where did this $50,000 come from?
Right.
And then it's like, you know, and I'm giving arbitrary numbers, but those things do happen, and it's happened regularly.
That's fair. That's good.
Love it.
That's fair.
We'll speak after this. But want to give you your opportunity.
Yeah, for sure.
You got your camera over here.
Yeah.
To tell the brands.
Yeah.
It's not like a us versus them. It is, but it's not.
Not
us versus
but
them.
But what do you think will make this industry better from your standpoint?
For sure.
What they should be doing to you. Even if you reiterate what you said earlier, I just want you to have your moment to kind of let them know.
I just feel like brands should be more fair to all creators and to all people that's on social media platforms or any genre, period. You know, because I feel like sometimes it's a little more hand selective. All right, this person got a name, they're doing this and that, and this person ain't. So they would choose and select.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, you have to choose. Like I said, you always have to choose talent. Talent always wins. Talent always wins if they're working hard. And, you know, I think just brands should just give everybody a fair shot.
He's a good guy.
I like this guy.
Fair shot.
I like Mr. Commodore.
Especially if they're willing to work.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like Mr. Commodore.
100%. 100%.
So we out here.
You know what I mean?
Well, I appreciate you.
Yeah, you know that.
We appreciate you coming through.
Listen.
Thanks follow for having him me. Here. Tell it to everybody where they can follow.
Mr. Commodore, follow me on everything. MrComMMODRE.
Mr. Commodore.
Mr. Commodore.
I thought you was flexing. I was like, yo, he out here. Yeah. We out here. You know? Out here. Everybody else, you can follow us at This Group Inc.
Yes.
You can follow Infuse Influencer on IG and the newly created at Cater2, the creator, the number 2 on IG. Looking forward to seeing what you guys think about this thing of ours.
This thing is
all right. Yep. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you again, Commodore.
Yep, it was a pizza.
Peace.